Hello and welcome to another edition of All Things Dairy. I'm Jim Carper, editor of Dairy Foods. Earlier this year, the World Health Organization, an arm of the United Nations, issued a proposal that would discourage the consumption of dairy products by young children. What the WHO is proposing contradicts the recommendations of national and global health organizations, which endorse milk for its nutritional value. To hear the U.S. dairy industry's point of view, I turn to John Allen, the Vice President for Regulatory Affairs and International Standards at the International Dairy Foods Association. John joins me from IDFA's studio in Washington, D.C. First off, John, tell me what's in the WHO proposal.
Sure. Well, this the document is directed at ending the inappropriate marketing and promotion of foods for infants and young children to try to really protect and increase the rates of breastfeeding around the world. So we have in place currently, since going back to 1981, the WHO has a code of practice for the infant food industry around best practices for marketing and promotion of infant formulas with the aim of protecting breastfeeding. So that document has been out and implemented around the world. And so this document, this new guidance, is seeking to basically expand the coverage of the current code to many other products, a vast variety of products, including many dairy foods and other foods that are healthy and nutritious and served and given to young children, toddlers, infants from and toddlers from 1 year up to 3 years of age, as complementary foods while mothers are transitioning off of breastfeeding onto regular family foods.
The IDFA and other U.S. dairy groups, like the U.S. Dairy Export Council and the National Milk Producers Federation, object. What do you take issue with?
Well, it's the overly prescriptive and I have to use the word draconian type measures and recommendations that this document outlines that would apply, basically would seriously restrict any marketing or promotion of foods such as milk, yogurt, and cheeses for consumption by kids that are 2 or 3 years old. So that really goes against a lot of the evidence that we know and that are touted by regulatory agencies, and even the WHO itself has a set of guidelines on complementary feeding that actually encourages feeding young children dairy foods like milk and yogurt. So in the U.S. we have the Dietary Guidelines for Americans developed by FDA and USDA that also promote and encourage consumption by kids older than 2 years old foods like milk and yogurt. So those are products that are widely recognized as nutritious, very nutrient-dense foods and excellent for young children in that age range. So we just don't understand why the WHO would now be saying that those foods should in effect be discouraged from being fed to young children from 1 to 3 years of age.
Does this proposal have a binding effect on manufacturers of dairy foods in the United States?
Not in and of itself. However, there is an effort, and it's actually written into the draft resolution that the WHO Secretariat itself has drafted and is pushing towards, which is the implementation by these guidelines by countries around the world into country and national legislation and regulations. So these would be and are encouraged to be enforceable regulations by countries around the world. So yes, it could ultimately lead, and there's actually several countries that are already on the way to implementing these type of measures. So we are very well aware of countries that are ready to take these on board and implement them immediately.
IDFA has sent a letter to the White House objecting to the WHO proposal. What do you hope that accomplishes?
Well, our hope is that that the U.S. as and the specifically Department of Health and Human Services, which has kind of the lead role for the U.S. government within the WHO forum. So they will be at the World Health Assembly, which convenes later this month in Geneva, Switzerland. And so our hope is that between now and then and at the World Health Assembly itself, that the United States will take a lead role in ensuring that this document is revised on site or sent back to the Secretariat for more thorough evidence review and more revisions to make sure that we're not putting a big black X on nutritious products like milk and yogurt for infants and young children. So that is our hope, that the U.S. will take a lead. We know there's other countries that are interested in this as well and very, very much concerned. So we're also encouraging the U.S. to help rally these other countries to support sending this document back to the WHO for significant revisions.
What can individual IDFA members do to protect dairy's reputation for health and wellness in the diet?
Well, I mean, I think continuing to do what they do, you know, making good, healthy products, talking about the benefits of those products with their government, making sure that in future revisions of the dietary guidelines for Americans, that those products receive the priority and attention they deserve in the American diet. As I said, they are one of the most nutrient-dense, best all-around products that you can consume as an adult or a child. So I think just keeping those products available, talking about their benefits, and again, this WHO guidance would actually prohibit us from being able to talk about the benefits of those products. So again, it just doesn't make sense. And so we're encouraging our members to engage with their members of Congress to apply more pressure on the U.S., the administration, to make sure that the administration at the World Health Assembly takes the right steps to stop this guidance.
That's it for this edition of All Things Dairy. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google+, and stay up to date on all things dairy at dairyfoods.com. Thanks for listening.